From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Council of the Arts has named Marlene Martin of Poughkeepsie as its new executive director. Martin replaces Kay Stammer, who left the post in June after 40 years at the council's helm. Martin assumed her duties July 9th. Martin's career in the arts spans more than 20 years. She has worked with Mind Builders Creative Arts Center, the Children's Art Carnival, Trans Art and Cultural Services, Urban Dance Collective, the Caribbean Culture Center, and While We Are Still Here. Most recently, Martin served as executive director of the Leroy Neiman Art Center for 7 years. She said, and I quote, "Most of my working life, I've been working with arts and culture. I believe in building community through arts. I think I have the ability to go and assess that. I've always preferred to work with the community on what their needs are," end quote. Among her past projects, a summer-long hip-hop concert on the theme of staying in school for the Caribbean Culture Center and formalizing the programs at the Children's Art Carnival to serve young people in schools. Martin is a recipient of the Harlem Women of Excellence Award, the Zeta Phi Beta Phi Pearls Foundation Award, and Arts Mid-Hudson Individual Artist Award. Martin wants to contribute to the council's legacy through bringing substantially in creating stable foundations for artists to work in and to present their pieces at, she said. Tasks ahead for Martin include regionalizing the council into Columbia and Schoharie counties, developing a vision for the area's cultural economy, and making that economy permanent, she said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. 19th Congressional District candidate Democrat Antonio Delgado has been endorsed by former President Barack Obama. Delgado was one of 81 Democratic candidates nationwide to get the nod August 1st. Obama said on Twitter, and I quote, "Today I am proud to endorse such a wide and impressive array of Democratic candidates, leaders as diverse, patriotic, and big-hearted as the America they are running to represent," end quote. Delgado and Anna Kaplan, a Democrat running for state Senate in the 7th District, were the only New York candidates endorsed by the former president. Delgado of Rhinebeck is seeking to unseat first-term U.S. Representative John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, in the November 6 election. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Carrie Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Washington Irving Senior Center on Academy Street in Catskill will be renamed the Robert C. Antonelli Washington Irving Senior Center later this month. Antonelli served as a member of the Catskill Town Board for 20 years. He died in November 2017. During his tenure, he helped acquire a $400,000 grant from the state that helped establish the center and helped remodel both Catskill Town Hall and the historic Little Red Schoolhouse in Jefferson Heights. Senior Center Administrator Michael Bedenedicta said, and I quote, "Robert Antonelli was the strongest driving force in the creation of the center. Then after it was created, he oversaw the implementation of the programs and making sure it was run properly. He has always been a public servant of the most sincere degree," end quote. Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said the idea to rename the Senior Center originated with the town board, but the project is a shared effort between the village and the town of Catskill. Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley said, and I quote, "Bob was a key contributor to moving Catskill forward. The Village of Catskill Board is forever in debt for his partnership, commitment, and strategic thinking," end quote. The Senior Center rededication ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. August 24th at the Center, 15 Academy Street, Catskill. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. HudsonNews.com is reporting in 2017, Ulster County paid out nearly half of all tourism dollars spent in the Catskill region, which also includes Greene, Delaware, and Sullivan counties. County Tourism Director Rick Rimsnyder noted Ulster is a year-round destination. One attraction that has developed in recent years has fueled the tourism market, he said. He said, and I quote, "The craft beverage industry certainly has been growing in leaps and bounds in the last decade. I know it has increased from 5 or 6, 10 years ago to we have well over 30 now, end quote. He pointed to the rail system the county has been working on as well. Tourism spending in Ulster totaled $587 million last year, a 6% increase from 2016. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting organizers of the Columbia County Fair are looking for performers of all ages to enter the annual talent competition on opening day of the 178th Annual County Fair at noon on August 29th. Singers, dancers, bands, and other talent are wanted for the Columbia County's Got Talent at the Northgate stage. Juniors will perform at noon, followed by teens at 2:30 p.m. and adults at 5 p.m. Performances should be no longer than 5 minutes. The top six performers in each division will return to the stage at 7 p.m. for the final competition and award ceremony. Forms are available at the fair office or online at www.columbiafair.com. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.